Prince from the Commercial Society of St. Xavier's College, Mumbai, and I extend a huge, huge, very warm welcome to each and every one of you here listening to us today as I welcome you all to the very first episode of our Fin Fiends Playbook. I'm Radhika Gaglani, your host for today, and I am beyond excited to lead you into this journey. So, we have with us today an extremely inspiring young entrepreneur, Mr. Vedant Bharadwaj, who is an entrepreneur in the field of real estate. So, he started his own company called Domo Real Estate, which he did when he was in SY in our very own college. Yes, he's an alumni of St. Xavier's. And yeah, we can absolutely not wait to get started, and I am super, super excited for this. So, Mr. Vedant, you will be inspiring us all today with your amazing journey. And guys, we hope you all love this as much as we are definitely going to love it along our conversation. So, let's get started. So, Vedant, what is your company, Domo Real Estate, all about? And like, how did you get started? Can you give us a little introduction over this?
Okay, first of all, thank you, Radhika, for hosting me. So about Domo, actually, initially we started this company when we were in second year of college. That time it was named as Patzers. So how do I start? For starters, you know, like, let me walk through the way. So I was actually an outstation student at college. And then in first year, I got a hostel. Then in second year, we are supposed to move out and find a house for ourselves. So I had no idea about real estate, actually. So then I started finding houses for myself. And then it was a very challenging journey for me. You know, like is very difficult to find a house in Mumbai.
Agreed. I have so many friends having the same problem.
So we were fooled by an agent. And we were promised a house, and then when we went over there, he told us that this house is no longer available and we had no place to go. So from there I realized that there is a huge demand and a big potential for this business, and a lot of students from our college are only looking for a house. So there I thought that why don't we start finding an apartment for all the college students. So I had a word with about this with my hostel warden, and then he mentioned to me that you have to speak to the principal about your venture. And then they let us advertise, you know, like they just mentioned to me that whatever is there in your head, just put it up on a piece of paper. And if we approve this, then you have a go ahead. So that was the whole idea of starting up this company. Then in my TY, I started approaching, going to different colleges around South Bombay and South Mumbai, And there Patzers was started, right? And after that, you know, like, for a year or two again, I was working on the same company, and then, you know, like, things went on, and we were getting really good business. And it was 2 years back where I found somebody and who was very much interested in our business, and that's where Domo was formed. So he was the person, you know, who invested in our company, and that's how we got a push.
An angel in us.
Yes, right. So now, you know, so they own almost 40% of our company, and it's a South African based venture capitalist. So currently, in fact, if we talk about yearly, like, we lease out almost 200 apartments on a year. And we are present almost at all well-gated communities in and around South Bombay.
Right, luxury real estate.
Yes, luxury. Yes, that's what we are doing. So we have three verticals to our company. There is a vertical where we just help people out in leasing out and do complete property maintenance. There we our major customer or the target audience are the NRIs, because they are the people who really need a real estate company in between or a property manager. That's where we come into picture. Then you have a second vertical where we just focus on consultancy, where we help people in making the right decision, which apartment to buy, where, which developer to go for.
Mm-hmm.
And the third part is where we help somebody who already owns an asset to resale their property. So there are three verticals to this. Currently, we are a team of almost 12 people, where almost 3 to 4 people have joined me from Xavier's itself, and it's a young,
so cool.
Yeah, it's a young team. I think the eldest one is me, who is 26, and then the youngest is as young as 19-year-old. He still studies in KC College, and he's the youngest in our team.
Hey, that honestly sounds like such an inspiring journey, especially like starting your own business in SY.
Right.
So, now about the question of sustaining entrepreneurship. This was about how you started it.
So, as far as the sustainability is concerned, yeah, you know, like especially in a city like Mumbai, it is a very challenging thing. You need to ensure that your cash flows are in place, and your business idea, or you know, whatever you do, the most important factor is that is your business sellable? Is your product that you are trying to sell, is it worth selling?
Right.
That is the most important for any business to sustain. If your cash flows are not in place, I don't think sustainability is a problem.
Right. So, as you said, you have to put in a lot of effort to like make sure it's successful.
Yes,
sustainable.
Yes.
So, as you said, entrepreneurship comes with a fair share of challenges. But can you tell us about like a particular moment or a period where you faced significant obstacles, and what strategies or mindset helped you persevere and, well, basically succeed in your journey?
Yes, there were many challenges in this business, especially, you know, like for a young person, especially I am not from Mumbai, right?
Yeah.
And the major competitors which I have in this business have around 15 to 20 years of experience. So yes, I will definitely say there are a lot of challenges. There is a lot of uncertainty in real estate. You do not have complete information anywhere. So it's, you know, like everything you have to find yourself. You have to find, or you have to walk through the journey, you know, like be it finding an apartment, be it finding the right customer for it, be it negotiating with the client or the seller or the buyer. It is a challenging thing, right?
Yeah.
And what I've seen is like with time, I got used to it. I picked up. And the whole, I wouldn't say right now that, I will still say that I'm in the learning phase. I'm still learning. Every day I'm learning new things.
That's such a good mindset to have.
Right?
Yeah.
And the whole idea of going through is that I just want to be the best here in whatever I do.
Mm-hmm.
So that keeps me going.
That sounds amazing. So could you also maybe highlight a few of your key wins? It could be anything along your journey, something in your, you know, field of work or in your personal life, or anything that helped you get ahead. And could you tell us about something that helped you grow? Yeah, yeah.
So, in as far as the personal life is concerned, so I was just motivated to do or to start something of my own.
Right.
That was the key motivating factor for me, right? And with time, I was seeing many things, learning many things around me. I'm always open to learn things from people around me. So, what was the question, sorry?
Yeah, no worries. Just something that, you know, helped you grow, basically. Something that you value as, even a mindset could be something you really value at this point.
So the mindset is don't stop. That's that's my mindset.
Wow.
So that's the only mindset I have.
Relentless,
that,
in a sense.
That I cannot stop. I have to keep going. That is something, that is a will, you know, like it is all about a person's will, and it is very important to have a very strong willpower in order to go keep going. Uh-huh. That is very important. And that is what I had in my mind throughout my journey.
So ambition and like having the courage and the time to work hard for it and putting everything you have into it basically.
Yes, I put almost all my time to the work that I'm doing, and that keeps me going again. The same thing I will say. So the idea is very simple, you know, like I will be keep going till the time I find where I want to be, right?
Right.
So everyone must have decide, you know, like this is where I want to be in life. So that keeps a lot of people keep going.
Having a clear set goal for your future.
Yes. As far as the goal is concerned, you know, like you really need to first figure out whether you want to be in business or do you want to be working for somebody, right? I'm not putting up anything down. It is just what you want to be, right? Maybe you decide to do a job for somebody.
That
doesn't mean that you cannot be there or you cannot reach a certain height, right? There is always a way.
Fair enough. Like, you mean everyone has their own journey in
life? Yes, right.
Putting everything you have towards accomplishing what you want.
Yes, correct.
Very beautiful. So, you spoke a lot about being relentless and being ambitious for what you want to achieve. So, I think maintaining motivation and personal growth can be pretty demanding for entrepreneurs. So, could you maybe share some of your daily experiences or practices or routines that, you know, help you stay motivated? And
something which really keeps me motivating is the morning exercise that I go for. Like, it really gives me a fresh start. And the day when I'm not going for my workouts, I prefer going for a run. And that half an hour run is the time, you know, where I plan most of my day. So again, that is one of the things which keeps me motivating a lot.
Right.
And so, where most importantly, a healthy, balanced lifestyle. You know, like
a healthy work-life balance.
Yes, right. You need to eat right. You need to be fit. That is very important. You need to ensure that your health is on track.
Yeah, physically and mentally fit.
Yes.
Right. Wow. So, now coming to our last question, this is a very, very inspiring journey, honestly. So, do you have any words of wisdom that you would like to give to aspiring entrepreneurs who are looking to follow in your footsteps? And especially those even with an interest in something like real estate or, you know, building something of their own. So, something that you'd like to share with our audience right now?
See, Radhika, it is all about what you aim for in life, right?
Yeah.
We started as a real estate brokerage company, and now we are, you know, like not very far before we really enter into real estate development in Mumbai. That is our next step that we are planning to go forward to. And for anyone, you know, like who wants to be a part of real estate, it is not going to be an easy thing, but if you work hard, if you really plan things well, then I think a lot of opportunities are there in it, especially about the Mumbai's real estate, which is very much growing.
Fair enough. That is quite a point. And anything about, you know, even life in general, how do you handle the problems that you might have on a daily basis? Like, what's the mindset you work with? Like, you handle a team too, that's 12 people. So,
as I said, when you know about your work, you know, like when you have full idea about your work, I don't really find that challenging anymore, because I find it challenging, you know, like when I'm coming across to something which I have no idea about, where in this work now it's my almost sixth year, right, into this business. So I don't really find a lot of things challenging here. Now the whole idea of us into this business, you know, like what we are planning, is how to scale up this business.
Right.
That's the only thing right now that we are focusing at. So managing 12 people is never a challenge to me.
No, that sounds like such a beautiful mindset and such a beautiful way of looking at the world, honestly. Having such an ambitious mind and also being satisfied with what you have at the same time. Honestly, Vedant, thank you so, so much for being here with us today. I'm so sure you motivated and inspired so many young minds at Xavier's and other colleges too, aspiring young entrepreneurs. And thank you so much for being here today. We were absolutely delighted to host you. And thank you so much for your time and efforts. We hope you do really, really well in whatever you choose to do. Thank you.
Thank you, Radhika.